through a hard time, there's one name. There's one name that you can call on. And look, everything just goes away. I feel the power tonight. Cecily.
I've been held by the Savior, and I fell far from above. I've been down to the river, yes I have, but I ain't the same, a prodigal return. See, 'cause all my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. Thank you, Jesus. All my sins are forgiven. Yes, they are. And I've been washed by the blood.
Are you thankful tonight? Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm no stranger to the prison. I've worn shackles and chains, but I've been freed and forgiven. Yes, I have. I'm not going back. No, I'll never be the same. That's why I sing out, all my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone.
Hallelujah.
And all my sins are forgiven. Yes, they are. I've been washed by the blood.
Now there's a kind of thing that'll break you down. Yes, it will.
It'll bring you down to your knees. But God, I've been broken a time or two.
Have you tonight?
He picked me up. I'll never be the same again. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
sing,
Jesus.
Sing, oh, my hope is.
Sing it with me.
Thank God my yesterday's gone.
All my sins are forgiven.
All my sins are forgiven.
Yes, they are. I've been washed.
I've been washed by the blood.
Let's sing it again. All my hope. Hallelujah.
All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone.
Hallelujah.
All my sins are forgiven. Oh, oh. And I've been washed by his blood.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Church, I can stand before you tonight and truly say with all of my heart, all of my hope is in Jesus. Amen? Nothing else matters. Praise God. Praise God. You can be seated. Woo. Welcome, church, to another CIP graduation. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad you all are here. Hey, I'm glad the CIP is here. Praise the Lord. Let's give our CIP a big hand. Woo! They've made a decision that there is something better. Amen? Praise God. Well, as always, I like to start out and give credit where credit is due. First of all, to our awesome master pastor, Pastor Roy Grant. Thank you for standing behind this for so long and believing in us, and making mention of us in your prayers, and and just leading us. I believe that without church, without a visionary, without a leader, without a pastor, you ain't going to make it to heaven on your own. You just can't. Forsake not the assembling of the saints. We got to get together. We got to hear from God. We got to hear from the man of God. And I love you and I appreciate you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Who can forget in this ministry the drivers? The drivers that pick the students up and bring them here. We love and appreciate you guys, your sacrifice on Sundays. Hallelujah. I think Brother Capaccio has been driving stuff before there was even wheels to drive stuff with. Praise God. Love you, Brother Capaccio. My first ministry in this church, I started out. Remember the bus route on that old diesel? It was awesome. Fill the oil, check the gas. Is that how it went? It was awesome. The ward wagon. The cooks. Where's Mama Powell at? Is she in here tonight? Where you at, Kayla? Kayla? Woo! Boy, she can cook. We sure appreciate Mama Powell. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate you, brother. All the givers, all of the people that are silent, all the givers of the ministry that donate to this ministry, that don't say anything. I want to thank you tonight. We appreciate you guys. We really do. The church body, we appreciate you. And lastly, the people that reach out to the students when they come up here and pray, when they come up here, and we don't know what's going on in everybody's lives, but we know when you make it to an altar, you're laying your burdens down. You got something inside of you. You need to let it out. And when you're there and you come alongside somebody and you pray with them, man, that is just a great, great, great thing. So, church, we appreciate you. This ministry appreciates you. And it truly takes a village. So now tonight for the graduate, we got one graduate tonight. What happens here is there's been a shift kind of in the DOC, and they don't let us. We're not able to get the students with as much time as they used to have, so we don't have as many graduates. It's hard because, you know, they can get out and then they'll go to like a TLP and they won't let us get them back for a month and we lose them, and it's just hard, but we, you know, we do everything we can. And I encourage you, just as Nana tonight, she came up to me, well, 5 months ago and said, Noah, I feel like God is calling me to come and be a part of your class. And she said, what do I do? Well, what do you do, church? Join the class. I said, I think you were looking for a big, huge. I said, well, come on to class. I gave you a hug. I said, see you Sunday. Really? That's it? Well, yeah. So if you feel an unction, if you feel like this is something you want to check out, and you come to me and you say, oh, I want to join the CIP, you know what I'm going to say? See you Sunday. Come to class. Just come to class and check it out. 9 out of 10 times, if God is pushing you, I'm not going to say that. 10 out of 10 times, if God is pushing you and move you to go do something, that means you got something inside of you need to say, and somebody needs to hear it. And along the lines, that's going to happen. He's going to make them pass cross because he's God. Amen? Right? Divine appointments. Ain't nobody here by accident tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, Sister Ernestine, why don't you come on up? Tell us how your experience has been. And we'll give you some liberty here tonight, Grandma. We appreciate you. Give her a hand. She's short, but she can knock all of her boys into next week Tuesday. I know it.
Thank you. Wow. I think there's a million butterflies in my stomach right now because I don't like to be in front of people. But the Lord has given me something, and I want to share it with my church family. when the Lord started dealing with me about being a part of CIP somehow, some way. And I thought, no, I've never been in prison. I don't know anything about these people. Not that I wouldn't love them or care for them, but I don't know anything about this. I've never been in any kind of prison, or I've never even been to a jail. Lord, what are you doing? And I felt that. But, you know, I had a son that, I have two sons, and this particular one said, Mom, have you ever thought of CIP? And it had been on my mind before he said that. And I said, yeah, but I don't know anything about this. And so one night we had a service, and God got a hold of my heart, and I went up to the altar, and lo and behold, who was standing in front of me? Renee and Noah. I said, okay, Lord, that's it. I'm going to do it. So I started going to class, and I started listening to their stories and listening to the heart of these women. And it let me realize that the Lord was prompting me to accept the fact that I had been incarcerated, not with metal bars, but incarcerated by my own choices that were not good choices. And they put me in a certain kind of prison that lasted for several years. And I'm not going into detail because it's over, and God gave me beauty for ashes. But the thing is that I, in my heart, would like this whole church to get a hold of praying and fasting for CIP, because it's truly a mission field. And that's what we're about. That's what we're supposed to be about. God took me out of that prison, filled me with the Holy Ghost, buried in His name, in a storefront in 1967. He gave me four beautiful children that are all living for God and serving Him. God gave me beauty for ashes. And I didn't know, I didn't realize that I had been in some kind of prison until I was in class one day in CIP, and it come up about, oh, the food's awful, and boy, that jailer's terrible. They talk to us awful, and this is really bad. I can't stand this, but it was my choice that got me here, and it was my choice that got me incarcerated in the life that I lived and the things that I did. But God was gracious and merciful and let me out of my prison, let me out of my confinement, and gave me joy and peace and a life that I would never want to change.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. That's what it's all about. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, if you had any question in your mind before, if you should join CIP, or if you're thinking about it, just come and check it out. I guarantee you there's something there for you. And sometimes it's not about us, right? It's about being selfless. And but praise God, hallelujah! So we appreciate everybody. We're thankful we're here tonight. I won't be long. I want to remind everybody that we have tons of cake. We got like five times too much cake. So please, kids, eat as much cake as you can before your parents get over there. Amen? All right, kids, eat a ton of cake. Put it in your pockets. Take it home with you. Cake. And if there's any left over, Sam, you get to take all of it home. Woo! Woo! Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel good. Praise God. So, hey, tonight, after church, there's the cake. But let's take care of this first, all right? I want to talk about remodeling, all right? Bear with me here for a little bit. We're going to talk about remodeling. Who's ever been through a home remodel? As a kid, going through with your parents, or whatever. Any kind of remodel. All right, a lot of us have been through there. How many of you know who Chip and Joanne Gaines are? All right. How many of you men have heard Chip and Joanne Gaines' name before? All right. How many of you, when you go over, if we come over to your house, Chip and Joanne Gaines are on repeat on the TV? All right, Brother Lomax, okay. Chip, I was going to say it, brother. She wants the whole living room shiplap, baby. You can have the whole room shiplap if you want. Daddy just needs a turbo. Y'all heard it. All right. So there's all them home improvement shows, right? How about Pinterest? Oh, my. Ladies love to get on Pinterest and share it with one another, and I'm going to have my guy do this, and we're going to do that, we're going to do this. And, honey, this won't be hard. Look at these shows, right? Right, Pastor? Pinterest has been getting men in trouble since it started. Woo! Oh, my gosh. Well, if you don't know what a remodeling project looks like, let me explain. Let's just say you're looking to buy a house and you really like the exterior of the house, you really like the location, it's close to school, it's close to church, it's close to work. You have researched the neighborhood and it's just perfect. There's a sweet little park down the road, the street for the kids to play, and they even have a dog park for Petey and Earl and Zuzu. And you love the house. You love the house. It's perfect. However, you go inside and the interior is just old and outdated. It has thick green shag carpet. The people who lived there before had dogs, cats, mice, and chickens living in the house. The old wood paneling on the wall, you know, and the place just reeks, just stinks. But it's the perfect house. Pinterest, Chip and Joanne Gaines, it's the perfect house. I'm thinking bulldozer, it's the perfect house. And you're like, oh, yep, with a little blood, sweat, and tears, honey, we can get this baby whipped into shape. So you buy the house, and your sweet wife starts watching those shows. And you find yourself on the couch watching Chip and Joanna Gaines restore a house that looks like it should be burned down in 40 minutes. They make this thing a beautiful, beautiful place. And they're smiling, and they're happy, and everything is great. It looks perfect, and they're staging it, and it probably just smells fantastic in there. And you're going, man. So, now those of you who have been through or are going through remodel know that the TV shows are just not how it really is. Right? Amen? All right? Anybody that's been through a remodel knows that that just isn't so. Can I get a witness, Vicky? Right? Hallelujah. Brother Scott, poor fellow. I'm just kidding. Where would we be without our wife's vision? Us men, you know, we just use a tarp for a shower curtain, whatever. Who cares? If there's even one at all, you know? I mean, right? Can I get a witness? Right? Remodeling. We're talking remodeling here. It's usually late nights. It's usually a lot of frustration. There's a lot of learning as you go through the process. But if you are diligent, you keep your eye on the task at hand, you can have a really nice finished product. And not only that, but you will remember what it used to be and now what it is. And when you have friends over, they will say, wow, what a transformation. And you look at your wife and smile and you say, thank you. But in the back of your mind, you're saying you have no idea what this took. I love my wife. She is so patient. I want to remind all of you that are going through a remodeling project or a renovation that the Bible says in Luke 21:19, in your patience possess ye your souls. Amen. Jesus' name. You can find out how strong your relationship is when you go through a remodel. Sometimes it's all smiles. Sometimes it's don't talk to me. Sometimes it's a hilarious disaster that you can both laugh at. Either way, it's a learning and growing process with a beautiful end product. How does this transpond to our lives? Right? This brings me to my point tonight. I want to speak on the topic, God's remodeling company. Galatians 5:16. Let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. See, I believe God likes construction, but I think God likes a good remodel. He loves a good remodel. You know how I know that? It's because the Bible says in Luke 15:7, in the same way, there is more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away. Right? Amen? See, CIP, I was lost. Hallelujah. I gave the better part of a decade to the Department of Corrections. I just lived a party and didn't care. Didn't have a care in the world. I knew what I was doing was wrong. I knew that drinking, smoking, and doing drugs was not the right thing to be doing, but it felt good until it didn't anymore, and the chains of addiction started gripping my soul. Right? That's a terrible thing. I didn't like that I had to drink every day just to feel good. But I had to drink whiskey to go to sleep. No good. But it's real. It's serious, right? Some of us here have experienced that. You become callous to this lifestyle. Little by little, it just consumes you. You can't hold a job. You have no idea what the word responsibility even means or how to spell it. You live a life looking over your back because you know you are always riding dirty. You're not right. This is no life to live, church. Amen? So what began to happen was a remodel. I just didn't know it yet. As I was running around the city acting like a fool, God was slowly working on me. He continues to work on me. This July marks 10 years sober for me. 10 years. Praise God. Demolition is fun. That's the first part, right? Demolition, tearing the walls down. But it can be tough in the spiritual realm. It can hurt. Sometimes God has to give us a time out, separate us, in order to begin the demo process. But we have to learn to love the process. Pastor Roy preached a message, "The Joy is in the Journey." Remember that? I love that message. It's carried me through for so long. Praise God. We'd have to know that in the time of fire that God is working on our behalf to make us better people, better Christians, better everything in our lives. Proverbs 3:11-12 says, "My child, don't reject the Lord's discipline and don't be upset when he corrects you. For the Lord corrects those he loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights." Right? God must really love me. Has God been chasing you all around? Sometimes God was just chasing me for a long time. The best move in my life was surrendering, and giving God, just giving in, and letting God be God in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Letting him take control. But you know what? Sometimes this correction doesn't always come in the form of jail or a major tragedy in life, right? Sometimes God will use a medical condition that can appear out of nowhere and knock you on your back. Anybody ever had that before? Just come out of blue. It's during these times that we need to examine ourselves and see if we are going in the right direction. Maybe what we have been doing or how I've been acting is not pleasing to God. Maybe I let too much of the world into my life. Maybe I won a few too many races and got a big head. It happens. It really does, right? This stuff, that attitude is not pleasing to God. Maybe I let this secular job take over my life. But God has a way of reminding us that He is in control, and sometimes it takes pain to see that. These last couple of days, I've been put to the test. Oh. Brother Lomax, the devil's a liar. He's a liar. Hallelujah. It's not easy to talk about, but I've suffered from anxiety, an anxiety disorder, and it's no good. But the devil's a lie. And I stand before you here whole, delivered, fearless, and feeling good about it. Amen. Praise God. God is bigger than any problem that you can bring to Him. God is bigger than any one of your situations. All of my hope is in Jesus. When it seems hopeless, all of my hope is in Jesus. When you feel helpless, all of my hope is in Jesus. When you're going through a remodel, all of my hope is in Jesus. Amen? When you need a ton of dirt, all of my hope is in Jesus. Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Shane preached an awesome message this morning about not letting fear run your life. That was awesome, brother. That was superb. Thank you for that. It was awesome. I just want to remind you all that it is God's will that you're here tonight. I believe that some of us tonight here are going through a trial. But guess what? I want to let you know, and this may sound cliche, but God believes in you. You need to know that. You need to believe that God believes in you. You know why? He said it in 1 Corinthians 10:13. He said that no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is what? Faithful. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. Right? But then what does the rest of it say? When you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. So that you can bear it. Right? In other words, no matter what trial or temptation you are going through, God will make a way. And that's His word, and He can't lie. Right? I love to hold Him to His word. God, I'm going through fire, and I need You right now. All of my hope is in Jesus. Right now. And there He is. And He said He'd give His angels charge over you to keep you. You got God and all of the heavenly host standing behind you, CIP. You facing something crazy. You don't know what that judge is going to say. Well, pray on the armor of God. Ask God to give His angels, His holy angels, charge over you and to have His perfect will done in your life. Praise God. So tonight, let's let them walls get torn down. Let's let the remodeling begin. Let's let the remodeling begin. Let's let pride, let's kick pride aside. You know, pride is the cancer to the soul. Pride is the cancer to the soul. Pride will lead you to hell in a handbasket, smiling the whole way. It's true. Sister Linda Brown, Wednesday night. Woo! Where is she at? Sister Brown, are you here tonight? Praise God. If you weren't here, listen to her message. It was finding the fighter within. See, I called Pastor on Thursday, and I had been going through a bout, and he encouraged me to listen to that message. I couldn't be here Wednesday night, and I listened to that, and it was so encouraging. We need to find that fighter within. God's placed it inside of all of us. Against all odds, you can win. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen? Praise God. Call on God in your time of trouble, and He will deliver you. Dig deep. you got to dig deep. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. Old life is gone. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. Right? You ready to start a new life? Ready to start a personal remodel? I know I need one. I know I've had a terrible attitude and I need to get it right. Just being transparent. I need to get it right. A terrible attitude, that ain't going to get you nowhere. Amen? So, Kate, let's open up the toolbox. Remember? Let's open up the toolbox. What do we do to make this personal remodel in our lives? When I get under attack, when the fire starts to come down, the first thing I do, Bishop, you taught me this a long time ago. First thing you do when you get sick is you repent, right? First thing you do when you come under attack, I'm going to repent. Lord, I need to be down at the altar on my hands and knees and getting whatever it is inside of me out so that I can be closer to you, so that you can show me what's going on here. I need to remove Noah Strand and let Jesus Christ in, right? So I need to get this figured out. What's going on here, Lord? What are you trying to show me? Amen? That's the first thing, right? And then I put in here, that's like tearing down the drywall and cutting the old stinky pipes out, right, Marv? And who's the Sparky in here tonight? Where's James? You know, redoing the electrical, you know, the old stinky ductwork that all needs to get gutted out of the house, right? That's what we got to do. We got to get down to the frame rails. We got to get down to the bare rafters, the studs, right? Get down in there, figure it out, clean it out, start fresh. Let God put new flesh on you. Put a new attitude, a new spirit inside of you. Amen? Hallelujah. I got to pray. Philippians 2 and 5. Let this mind be in me, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in me, which was also in Christ Jesus. I'm not always right. I need to stop. Let this mind be in me, Lord. Help me. Hallelujah. Pray on the whole armor of God. Sister Oliver, she's always encouraging this. Pray on the whole armor of God. That's where you can protect that. You let this mind be in you. Now put the helmet of salvation on over the top of that. Keep it in. The breastplate of righteousness. Right? Hallelujah. Got to pray that on. You know what? Saturday morning, I wasn't feeling quite right, and I sat down and I started praying at the table, and I prayed on this armor, and it was like I could literally feel it. It was like I could feel it being put on. I could feel God. I could feel His angels fill my living room. I could feel that, and this peace, this powerful peace in the presence of God came in there. He started ministering to me, and all of my hope is in Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know what happens is once you get a hold of these principles, you know, you've been through a few things with God, you can really start to grow. Your faith builds. You start to walk a little taller. Not arrogant, but you just trust, you believe God. Look, you got Jesus muscles. I call them Jesus muscles. I got my Jesus muscles on. I have confidence in my God. I have confidence that He's going to take care of me today. I have confidence that He's going to be here. I got confidence that when I call on His name, He's going to come into my van and He's going to sit down right next to me when I'm at work and I'm having a hard time, you know? And you're out there and you just call on the name of Jesus. Start flexing them faith muscles, them Jesus muscles. Amen? Hallelujah. Everybody say cake. All right. Looking forward to it. The remodel is working. God is putting on that fresh coat of paint, right? Woo, the new floors are in. Man, aren't they beautiful? What a headache. We just put, was it, what? 1,025 square feet of new floors in or something like that. I don't know. Something ridiculous. And boy, they sure are beautiful, but boy, It takes work, right? It takes work. You gotta get all that old flooring up. You gotta get the carpet up. You gotta get, you know, all of that, you know, and while you're doing that, you gotta put everything in the other room. You gotta get all the little, oh man, the tack strips for carpeting. Oh, men, can I get a witness? The tack strips for carpeting? Oh, they're just terrible. I got holes all over me from them things. We got all sorts of special tools and praise the Lord. But we got these beautiful floors and now we got these painted walls and God's cleaning us up. He's made us a beautiful remodeled house, right? And we're standing there and we're pretty and now we're shining for Jesus. But we're out in the world. The world's dirty. So look, we got to maintain this house, right? We got to wash them walls. We got to protect this house. The Under Armour, was it the Under Armour? We must protect this house. You guys remember that commercial? Brian, maybe? I'm sorry. Sports thing. We gotta protect this house. We gotta be praying for our house. That means every morning I need to protect this house. I need to pray on that armor. I need to clean it. I need to clean it. Purge out anything that's bad that shouldn't be in there. Even if I don't know what's in there, God, show me. Show me, Lord. Clean me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I told you I would be short. If you guys could stand with me and the singers could come back. Hallelujah. We have to wake up in the presence of the Lord and get with Him. We got to find out what, not what's on Noah Strand's agenda today. I know what I got to do. I know I got a few service calls I got to run. Maybe I got a maintenance I got to do. But what's on God's agenda today? What has God got for me today? Who do I need to minister to today? I don't know that if I'm not prayed up. If I'm not prayed up, Lord, put somebody in my path that I can speak to. Let me know who that person is. Help me to, I want to encourage somebody today, Lord. I'm willing. Here I am, Lord, send me. Do we have that attitude, church? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So here's the key. Tonight, if you're not pleased with your house, if you have some things going on in your life that shouldn't be, maybe you need a remodel. I know I need a little remodeling. Every day I need a little remodeling, right? Who's with me? It's time to clean out the house. It's time to praise your way to victory. We have praise singers here that are going to lead us into victory. Don't let fear dictate your life. Don't let fear dictate your moves in life. Don't let fear choose the direction in which you're going to go. Right, Pastor Shane? You can't let fear drive the boat because it ain't going to go the right way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This all begins, like I said, when I get under attack with repentance. I need to repent of my sins. Tear down them old walls. Confess my sins to God and let Him rebuild me from the inside out into the perfect person that He would have me to be. Next, I need to get cleaned up. I need to go down in the waters of baptism in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Lomax, you had one baptized today. We rejoice in that. Praise God. And they added to the church daily such as should be saved. Hallelujah. The beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. Hallelujah. And last, you need the Holy Ghost. He's the one that gives you the strength, the liberty to keep on going, to get out there and face this world and not get beat down by it. He gives you the power inside to keep moving. So I would ask, who needs a remodel tonight? I'll be the first one to come up front. I do. Who needs prayer? Who needs a remodel? Who has a health issue? Come on down. Let's pray. Who's dealt with fear? Let's pray. Who's dealt with anxiety, panic attacks? They're lies from the devil. Come on down. We want to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Make your way on down to the front. Come on down to the front. Recommit your life.